He tells some quite interesting stories about his early days as an apprentice, when he first started in the shop. There were still people in Bedford who believed that what they called gold water, which was the water that they had washed the gold in, had medicinal properties. And he remembers people from Bedford coming into the shop with a small medicine bottle and saying, please, could they have some gold water? And this was believed to have medicinal properties. Whether they drank it or rubbed it in, we don't know. But his job was to go and retrieve the water that they washed the gold objects in and hand it out gratis to the people of Bedford. And, you know, gold had that sort of, going back into medieval times, you sort of had, you know, the alchemists tried to turn lead into gold, and gold was seen as the property of royalty, and therefore anything that touched gold may have had magical properties. Mm. Anyway, apparently there were still believers in the 1920s.